Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
All right, let's say hello to, she's not a spinstress, because she's pretty honest about the work that she does. Some PR people, they do spin a hell of a web, but certainly not the case for Gabby Brondani-Rigo, who's the founder of Urban Espresso, which is a boutique PR agency and a partner and head of PR at CN & Co. What's happening, Gabby?
Hello, hello.
It's very cool to have you in the building.
It's very strange being sort of behind the mic. I'm normally on the other side of the windows in the studio.
Yeah. Gabby sits on the other side sometimes in interviews that we do and just makes sure that the clients say the right things. These dumb clients.
But she's definitely not a spin doctor.
But there is a little bit of spin in PR, right?
I think to some extent. I think a lot of the movies and TV shows and the reality series from the US sort of give us a little bit of a bad rep.
But it's Olivia Pope.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think that's one element. So I think there's good spin and there's bad spin. I think the bad spin sort of gives us the bad rep.
What I love about you, though, and I've known you sort of for a couple of years now, and I've seen sort of the different things that you've moved through in terms of your career, and obviously you're in a great space now because you're doing your own thing, is that you found things that you're really interested in and done PR in those fields. A lot of people think, you know, PR is one thing, but it's very dependent on the industry. I mean, there's a huge difference between corporate PR and travel PR or music PR or movies PR. PR is not one thing. It really is dependent on the industry that you're doing the PR for, right?
100%. And I think that's also, so when I sort of branched out to sort of go out on my own, I figured, okay, I'm sort of going out, taking this massive jump into the deep end of the swimming pool. What am I going to start with? And I sort of figured, okay, let's start with what I'm good at and start working with the brands I enjoy and the brands I resonate with. Because the only way I'm going to be able to sort of passionately tell a brand story is if I connect well with it, if I love it, if I can really, like, get what they're about.
What are the big misconceptions? Because it's becoming quite a hot career for a lot of people. I mean, I speak to people every day, and young people are saying, I want to do communications, I want to do PR, I want to do that. But what is it that a lot of people don't know getting into it that they probably should be aware of?
I think that there's a lot of hard work and long hours involved. I think also, again, like I was saying, with the reality shows from the US, they sort of, I think it was called the spin crowd.
Mm.
So like the publicist and the bestie for Kim Kardashian, like they were all about parties, 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 getting celebrities to endorse products. And I think a lot of people sort of have that perception of PR, especially in South Africa, where it's a totally different ballgame.
Mm.
So I don't think a lot of people also don't realize that there's a lot of writing involved with PR. So events are also a big thing that's sort of like sparkly and glittery that attracts people, but it's not really 100% all about that.
And so much organizing as well. So many people's schedules to coordinate, and do you want to do this, and do you want to do that? How much creativity is there in it, though? How much space is there for someone to be original?
I think there's so much space. So I think, and that's also the thing, so a lot of the big agencies, they sort of have their templates of how certain things should be done. But there are a lot of people, especially new graduates, like young graduates, sort of bringing in a fresh energy, a fresh approach, and a different mindset and way of doing things, sort of putting their own creative flair and their own sort of perception on the typical way PR's been traditionally practiced before.
So, you know, whenever someone is in PR, you have to ask them that very traditional question of, is there such a thing as bad PR? I mean, this is the age-old saying, there's no such thing as bad publicity. I mean, however many years you are into this now, as a PR professional, what are you finding the answer to that to be?
I think there definitely is such a thing as bad PR.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much.
So I mean, if you're a hotel and they say that there's, you know, the bed is filled with, dirty sheets and that, you can't come back from that.
That's exactly. So while you may have got sort of that radio mention on, like, Cliff Central, which is X amount AVE value, which people sort of sometimes still go by, it's all bad publicity. The ultimate thing you want is people to fill those beds. People are not going to fill and book those beds if you've got bad PR.
What's the most exciting industry in terms of PR? For you, it must be travel, right?
I think, so that's where I'm in, is sort of an interesting space. So travel for me, it's more of a passion and a fun thing to do. And it's just sort of, it's amazing that I get to couple my career and my professional life with something I enjoy sort of doing in my personal life. But I also enjoy the challenging elements. So like one of the other clients I'm working with, Lightstone, they're a data and analytics company, which is totally not travel. but it's just as exciting for me because it's totally different. It challenges me a lot.
Are there fundamentals, though? I mean, across industries, are there what are the fundamentals?
So the basics about PR is, like I said, good writing, understanding the different media spaces, so like your traditional media, your digital online media, what all of them sort of cover, building relationships with the different like producers in radio, the different journalists in print, and sort of understanding what all of them write about and the different angles that will sort of hook them. And once you sort of understand the basics, it's literally just about tailoring it to the different industry.
Let's talk about you for a second. You just recently got married, just under a year ago.
Almost a year, first of May.
Almost a year. I mean, is it, as this PR person, constantly looking for angles and, you know, reading people and seeing what they may want, what they don't want, because this is what you do with journalists all the time, is what does this person want, what don't they want? Are you able to turn that off in a personal capacity, or do you sit at the dinner table trying to figure everybody out and figure out their hook or their angle?
It's such a bad thing. I don't think my PR brain ever switches off.
Really?
Ever.
Even with husband?
Even with husband. When we're traveling, when we're traveling, even just for leisure, I'm sort of always looking at things from like a different PR perspective. Like, oh, this would make a good angle. This would connect well with one of my clients. This would resonate well with this particular type of audience.
I guess that means that you're doing the right thing.
I hope so.
I mean, as millennials, we have no idea if we're doing the right thing a lot of the time. It's this generation, like, we were raised on, you can be whatever you want to be, you can do whatever you want, which is overwhelming. But I guess that would be a sign, is when you can't turn off your job. Because for some people, they leave the office at 5 and then it's like, peace out, it's been real, and they leave it behind. So maybe that is a sign that it's the right thing.
I think so too, but that's also the thing. Like, for me, I landed up in PR totally by accident. So I initially wanted to sort of go into a career path of either law or advertising. And there was sort of a mishap with my subject choices in matric, and I think there were literally 2 days left for university submissions. And sort of our head of guidance sort of said to me, listen, you can't apply for a degree subject, you have to apply for a diploma. And
wow.
I was like, well, there goes my whole, like,
life
plan. And as a teenager, you're quite dramatic most of the time. So I was like, okay, let's just apply to marketing and PR diplomas, whichever one I get into first. Let's run with that one, rewrite matric, and get into law. Within, I think it was about 2 days of being in PR orientation at UJ, I was set. Like, I knew it was everything I never knew I wanted to do, which was amazing. And I think, sort of going back to what you were saying, it's almost, because it's such a passion for me and I love it so much, it almost feels like it's not really work. So even though it sort of filters into my personal life, I don't feel like I need to switch off now. Don't think work. Like, it's sort of all sort of gels into each other, which I think is quite cool.
I think that's awesome. I think it's a sign of you know, doing the right thing. What can people really learn from you? I mean, whether it's a life lesson, whether it's a PR lesson, what's the important takeaway from Gabby Brondani Rigo?
Don't piss off the media.
But you've never done
which
this.
Which is the truth. I hope I haven't.
Okay, yeah, you've got to maintain, I mean, in life you've got to maintain good relationships with everybody.
That's it. Like, obviously sometimes it is necessary to sort of burn bridges, leave things where they were and sort of move forward. But for the most part in PR, like, a massive part of it is building relationships.
Yeah.
And not just building relationships just for the sake of it. Like, it's building genuine relationships where you really get to know media, you know what they like, you know what they don't like. It's not even just in a professional capacity, like, just following what they're about personally so that you can also connect with them on that level. So it's not like you're only going to them when you need something.
Listen to how manipulative you are, Gabby. I said at the top, you said, no, I'm not a spinster. I'm not a spinner at all.
If I didn't like you, I'd be quite offended.
No, but it is a game.
In a way,
yeah. And it's about, you know, giving people the right things, and that's what a good PR person does. It's actually quite a sexy career.
Thanks.
Yeah, I think it is. All right, listen, what's the one takeaway line? We need to write a podcast blurb for this. Gabby came into studio and she spoke about what? What's the big summary here? You're the writer.
Oh, put me on the spot here. I think, if I can say, PR, throw everything into what you're passionate about, build relationships with people, network well, and sort of just keep doing what you love.
I dig it. It's a powerful message. And I can tell you for a fact that Gabby's really good at what she does, because I've never seen an email from her that I've said, no, we shouldn't do that. Because you've clearly analyzed me. Now I know what's really happened here, though.
The secret is out.
You've tricked me. Her producer, Kat, we like Gabby, right? She never sends an email that we don't reply to immediately or say, yeah, let's totally do that. She's figured us out, this Gabby chick.
Yeah, she got us dinner when we were in Cape Town.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, that's right. And he's a rock star. Yeah, she knows exactly who we want to speak to and so on and so forth. She's a rock star. Gabby, thank you so much for hanging out.
Thanks so much for having us, guys. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.